AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Radar scopes at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma are lighting up like pinball machines.
Rounds of severe storms moving across parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, down into Arkansas and Texas this evening. Most notably, a corridor of tornadic activity from south of Rockford to approaching the Chicago-Milwaukee area.
Several hundred flights have been canceled tonight at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, dozens more at Midway. Meteorologist John Hart says a large tornado has touched down near the central Illinois community of Rochelle, causing significant damage. Another twister swept across the town of Hillcrest, about 80 miles west of Chicago. Hundreds of flight cancellations throughout the Midwest tonight. The strong storm front is moving east toward Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. A guard at a gate to the U.S. Census Bureau headquarters in suburban Washington is in extremely critical condition after being shot tonight. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a manhunt was underway for the shooter, and now we're told that the suspect has been shot. Dash cam video of a routine traffic stop Saturday morning in South Carolina that ended with a white police officer fatally shooting a black motorist in the back was released tonight. What you're about to hear is Patrolman Michael Slager telling Walter Scott, the driver, why he was stopped.
Okay, let's start with your license. Reason for the stop is your third brake light's out.
The dash cam did not catch a chase that ensued, but a bystander caught the fatal shooting on his cell phone. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is attending the Summit of the Americas in Panama. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama is poised to drop Cuba from a U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism.
Lawmakers have been told the State Department's now concluded its review and is recommending Cuba's removal. The president told reporters on the trip he's ready to act quickly. The Cubans have been pressing hard for this step, but the administration's been reluctant to act before settling other issues around the opening of the embassy in Havana.
AP correspondent Jim Militello reports Jordan Spieth's opening round, 8-under-64 at the Masters, was impressive.
Spieth called it one of the better rounds he's ever played. It was almost the best one ever at a major. Spieth missed out on beating the record of 63, but not much else went wrong for the 21-year-old on day one. He had 6 birdies and a 7-hole stretch on the way to the best opening round here in 19 years. Spieth did get into the record books as the youngest to lead the Masters after the first round.
I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.